Three for the Money is brought to you by the TrendCenter app. This is the best tool for sports betting research. The TrendCenter app, you can test betting systems from the past 20 years, explore thousands of existing trends and systems from top betting experts, choose from hundreds of filters to test different systems for each sport. Save these trends and get notified when their systems have games. Download the app and use our code TFTM for 15% off a premium membership after a 2-day free trial. Okay, okay, okay. We're here, we're back. Three for the Money. New episodes every Thursday, brought to you by the TrendCenter app, the greatest tool on the planet for sports bettors. And we are officially in the off season. I don't really know how to kick this one off. We're in a weird spot in the sports calendar, but we do have some things to talk about. But before we get into that, let me throw it to Chris. How are you doing today?
Doing good. It's kind of that weird limbo period where it's summertime, the birds are chirping and all that shit, but I don't care about that. I just want to bet on ball. Got a few good TrendCenter bets going right now. Brewers up by 4. Rangers kicking the shit out of the Red Sox up 6-0. So those are good. Shout out TrendCenter. Hopefully those will hang on and I didn't just jinx the shit out of it. But yeah, not a whole lot to report from over on my neck of the woods. Just kind of rocking and rolling, how are the fellas doing, Sean?
Yeah, doing okay. I've been taking a bit of a sabbatical, I guess you could call it, from betting. Baseball been kicking me in the ass. Not gonna lie to y'all. Just we'll get back into it, but it has not been kind, if you want to put it like that, I guess. But I'm just kind of ready to talk sports and what's going on around the leagues with the boys. But Will, are you in the same boat as me, or are you in the same boat as Chris?
More with you, Sean. I've gotten two new jobs in the past couple of weeks, so my mental bandwidth has been lacking
Completely fair.
on the sports side of it. I've been watching some not college hockey. I've been watching some NHL whenever I get the chance, but things have been kind of crazy in my life, but that's okay. Crazy for the better. So I mean let's just like hop right into it. So I guess the newest thing that sort of happened, we can discuss this at the end or right now, but the NHL draft lottery happened, and
Oh, we're talking about that right now.
we're talking
We're
about that right
doing
now.
it.
Okay,
Yeah, we're doing it.
so what I was on the way home from work, and I had to listen to it on the radio, because, well, I'm normally not the one paying attention to the NHL draft lottery, but seeing as the Predators were absolute ass this year, I was like, "Huh, we have a pretty decent shot at the first overall pick." Predators third worst record in the league, and I think we had like an 11.5% chance to get the first overall pick. We didn't. Not a backbreaker though, because this year's draft, there's no real generational talent, so it's kind of okay. Like the top 4 to 5 guys are all like nobody's mock draft is going to be correct. Like it might just be where this is a draft based on need, because like all the kind of guys are sort of like neck and neck. At their perspective positions. But so it's okay, you know. Kind of bummed out. We had the third worst record, but ended up with the fifth pick. I guess I mean, I'll get into it. So I was listening to her on the radio, and what ended up happening was, you know, I mean, I was mentally just like, all right, if we stay at three, then it's fine. You know, it's fine. And even if we drop down to five, not great, but it's fine. So what ended up happening was, I don't know, this is one of the biggest jumps in perhaps draft lottery history, not just NHL, but NBA as well, because they have a draft lottery. But the Islanders, with the 10th worst record in the league, jumped up to number one, which they could, you can only, in the NHL draft, you can only jump up nine spots. And then you can't jump up 10. So they went from 10 to one, and they ended up winning the draft lottery. And, you know, a lot of people don't like the draft lottery, which is fine. I kind of like it because it's just another way to make each sport kind of different. And it's, you know, the NHL draft is more of a crapshoot than most other drafts, I would say, just because, you know, most players take, you know, two, three, four, five, sometimes six years in order to fully develop. It just kind of depends. So it's okay, you know. That's my sort of mentality. Do I wish that didn't happen? Yes. And I was listening to all the ra when I was listening to it on the radio, and they announced the Islanders had the first pick. So I was like, okay, more than likely we're not, well, we're pretty much guaranteed not to get the third pick, just because of where we finished. But then when they were pulling the numbers for the second pick overall, the combination that came up was the Utah Hockey Club, but they had the 14th worst record, and they could only go up nine spots. So they went up to nine, not nine. They went up to four.
Four, yeah.
Right. So that kind of pretty much, it didn't really cement us in the five spot, because they still did a lottery for the second and third, but it essentially guaranteed us that we would not be where we were slotted to be. So,
That we would either stay the same or move down.
yes, move down. Either we're picking three or five, and you know, for a draft lottery, you know, it's still kind of still pretty good. And you know, they were talking on the radio about, you know, you like the draft lottery because it kind of forces teams not to tank. Because I mean, shit like yesterday happened. Like, you have an Islanders team that, you know, they didn't almost make the playoffs, but they didn't, they weren't good. But I mean, they went against the odds and got the first overall pick. So, hope to be them one day. But yeah,
We
Sean, do you
won't.
have anything to add?
Well, I was just gonna put this into perspective for more like NFL fans. Like, imagine if the Bears, who were slotted at 10 for this year's NFL draft, moved up to the first overall pick. That's essentially what happened with the New York Islanders. And then the Indianapolis Colts, who are the Utah Jazz, moved up to fourth. Like, both of those teams moved up nine slots, but they really moved up like 10 positions, but they moved up nine slots. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Yes.
so the San Jose Sharks are the Tennessee Titans. They finished last in the league and they moved down a spot at the second overall pick. And I guess we're the Giants of the league, third overall. Like, Like if like the NHL was, I think
Giants picked third, I think.
Giants pick third. Okay. So the Giants would have moved down to fifth for the Nashville Predators. Just putting it in perspective for people.
Like I was hearing them when I was hearing them talk on the radio, it was like, I've never really watched the NHL draft lottery. I've never been interested. Well, actually, that COVID year, when they did the bubble, we had like a 3% chance to get the first overall pick because we were knocked out of the play-in type
But
thing.
also, so did 16 other teams or 10 other teams or something, or like some
So something
double
like that.
digit number. Like, so they had to do a separate lottery for the first overall pick that bubble year.
Yeah, because like, the season was fucked up,
Yeah. And that
essentially.
draft was fucked up.
Yeah, and the Rangers, who barely missed the playoffs, got the first overall pick. And they got
Fixed.
Alexi Lafreniere. So, but yeah,
Whatever.
that's kind of the skinny. I don't know. Do you have anything to say, Chris, or nah, or
Well,
what?
natural predators are cursed, but
I mean, that's just a given because we root for them, so nothing good will ever happen to them, probably. The San Jose Sharks, I feel like they've just been at the bottom of, like, they've been getting a top three pick for the last 5 years, it feels like. Are they going to be a wagon soon?
they should be a wagon soon. I mean, they
Years,
drafted
5 years from
Will.
now, they'll be a wagon.
See, yeah, that's what because I feel like every time, like I said, like the draft lottery rolls around, the Sharks are always right there towards the top. And I'm like, I wish I could take a future out on the Sharks just to win a cup in the next 5 to 6, 7 years. Because I don't know, I feel like that'd be worth holding on to a ticket for it. I don't know. It feels like every year I hear, or I mean, not every year, but for a while now, I've heard about, oh, they got this young kid who's like tearing it up either in college or some junior hockey or junior level. And I'm like, shit, they're going to be pretty good soon. But I mean, they were still the third worst team in the league this year, so maybe not. But I don't know. I just feel like that's just what caught my eye is the Sharks again are getting a top 3, 5 pick.
Shout
Well,
out Will
that's
Smith.
What's he doing these days?
I
Is he
don't
he's
know.
good. He
He is
is.
good,
He's
but
good.
Hopefully switch that pregame song.
Viva La Vida.
Maybe. That's weak. I stand by
That's some white
that
boy sh that is some white boy shit.
It's
Not
not
gonna
even a
lie.
good white boy hype up song.
It isn't.
Like,
You're
I
right.
stand by my original take.
That's
That's
like the that
weak.
is That is the ultimate white boy shit.
Yeah, I weak ass song, but I mean, yeah, that's just what caught my eye with, other than that the Preds are cursed.
So, correct. It's kind of like until this year, when Ottawa made the playoffs. I mean, like they were picking top 5 picks for a long time. And they finally made the playoffs. Of course they lost, but this is the first time they made the playoffs since 2017. So, or 2018, something like that, somewhere around there.
I think it was 17, wasn't it? Because that was when we almost played them in the cup final.
And so like they hadn't made the playoffs since then. So I had been kind of saying that the Senators would be good eventually, exactly what you're saying, like, this team will be good in 5 years. It took a little bit longer, but it seems that it finally happening. But I do think objectively that the Sharks are in a better spot because we made that trade with them to get Askarov. So it's like now they have the goalie of the future. They have something, they have the most important position kind of locked down for the future, you know? I don't know if he signed like
Allegedly.
allegedly. Yeah, it may not work out, you know?
Love
So be
that
it.
guy. He didn't want to be a backup in the NHL, or he didn't want to be sitting down. And then we traded him and then immediately got sent down. So
Yeah, I think he ended up becoming just a backup this year.
he signed a $2 million deal and then got sent down like early in the season and then didn't really hear from him throughout the whole season.
Yeah, I think he ended up becoming the backup. I think. I'm not totally sure, but yeah, you know, it seems like they're kind of in a better spot. And I mean, like Ottawa never had the first overall pick, you know. They never got a player like Macklin Celebrini. They got some decent players, but you know, not a Hobey Baker winner. But yeah, I mean that's kind of it. But I am also glad that Chicago dropped a spot at least, because fuck them. That's why.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Yeah, that's worth more than us picking above. I mean, five, I guess. Whatever. But yeah, I mean that's kind of the newest thing on the radar. But when I was listening to it on the radio, like it just seemed like the whole process of them picking the lottery ball numbers, I'm like, this sounds really confusing, because like they do four drawings for the first pick, and then like depending on what combination of numbers they are, that team gets it. But like if it was a team higher than the Islanders, then they would have moved up nine spots. Or yeah. So
Okay, see, that's also what I was wondering, was like, how does the lottery work? Because I could be very wrong on this, but I believe in the NBA, it's like the lower you finish, it's like you get a certain amount of balls in the raffle machine, which the fact that they decide like the
It's
future of a
awesome.
franchise on that, it's insane, but I love it so much.
It's awesome.
Oh yeah, it's incredible.
It's awesome.
So I
It's
didn't.
like you're a common man, like waiting for your lottery numbers to be selected by this random machine built of ping pong balls and air. Like that's all it is. Like, but you're like, I could get the first overall pick. This could change our franchise. let's go. Like, it's such a gambling aspect. I do love it. So
Oh yeah,
I'm
no.
for it.
I just didn't know, like, does the NHL have the same system where it's like whoever finished last gets, let's say, 10? Okay. Cause I didn't know they did this whole combination thing, and maybe the NBA does too. I've only watched the draft lottery in the NBA like once or twice ever, so I could be
I
totally
still
wrong.
remember the New York Islanders logo coming up on this ping pong ball during like their during the bubble year of the draft, like where,
That was the
you know,
Rangers.
what did I say?
The
The
Islanders.
Islanders. Oh, I'm
Islanders.
sorry, I've got this year's pick on my brain. The Rangers ball coming up on the first overall during the bubble.
Yeah.
You know,
That was
it's
like
just like,
that. But now it's
yeah.
like the Sharks' percentage to win the first overall pick was higher than everyone else's, but it was 18.5%. So, and then like Chicago's was like 15, and Nashville's was 11.5. So, like, I'm not quite sure how they factor in the half percents. But yeah. So, going into it, I think we had a 30% chance to move up two spots, but we had a 70% chance to move down up to two spots.
Damn, I don't like those numbers.
Yeah. So,
Oh well, but
but yeah, that
whatever.
was it, and it's like such a weird spot. But again, I mean, this year's draft lottery is this year's draft class is it's like the top five-ish players are all kind of interchangeable. At least that's what it seems like right now. And you know, there's like a great defenseman, Matthew Schaefer, who is a great fucking player. I saw some highlights of him and I'm like, this guy's great. And then next guy is Michael Mesa. I think he's a winger. He might be a center. He's a forward. But I'm like, this guy's pretty good as well, you know? There, but like, you can't, there's not really a, I don't know, kind of a differentiating sort of generational talent type factor when you just like look at him. Although I'm not an NHL scout, whatever. But next year's draft, Gavin McKenna will be the first overall pick, and he is a generational player. So Preds might be bad again. And you
Go.
know what?
Good.
That's okay, you know. If we can get Gavin McKenna, everything changes. Everything changes.
Yep. That'd be sick.
All right. So moving on. What else? But like we could talk about hockey, or we could talk about NBA.
I mean,
Okay. What do you
okay.
want, Chris?
Well, I
What do you
was
want?
gonna, this kind of covers both. It's been choke city in both playoffs the
It
last few
has.
days.
Yeah.
Like, we've
It
seen a few
sure fucking
monumental
has.
collapses.
Yeah.
And I love it. I mean,
Yeah, that abs collapse was
I was
just
gonna say, yeah, we can,
beautiful.
yeah, that was
I
fantastic.
was like, whoa, not good for my pick.
Not
Oh
good
no.
for, yeah, but whatever.
But I mean, yeah, we had that. The Celtics blew a 20-point lead in the third quarter. On Monday to the Knicks, lost in overtime.
Was that a game seven?
No, it's game one. But I mean, just
Oh.
in terms of, yeah, not
Yeah,
all
okay.
of them are like the series is over, but I mean, one that was, I mean, the Blues just
That was
up by
I watched that
two
game
with 2 minutes
live.
left. Yeah,
Yeah.
that was awesome.
That was, I mean, Winnipeg's such a tough place to play in the playoffs. Like, it's awful. And I didn't watch the overtime goal. I went to bed, but I saw it afterwards, and I'm like, damn, that's fucking crazy. But I did see them tie it up, like get two goals in the last 3 minutes, and I'm like, this is peak. This
Yeah,
is
I would
peak
say
fuel.
that's peak playoff hockey. And I saw a video of some Blues fan. It was like by his TV being like, something good is finally going to happen to me. I'm so excited. And then he was counting down. He was like, six, five. And I was like, oh, there he scored with 2 seconds left. So I was waiting for it. And then it was like he had like a meltdown. And then the person who was recording was furious too. And it just cut off. And I was like, damn. I want to know what happened in that
Did they get in a fight?
So I did. I saw a stat from the NHL that said that there have only been two third period multi comeback games in game sevens, and they both happened within 24 hours.
Yeah,
That's
it's awesome.
pretty fucking insane. Like,
Go.
we are kind of in the prime of NHL. Like, to be honest, we are in the golden age of the NHL right now.
Yeah, it feels
And
like.
people have to realize that. Like, hockey is going to be I mean, it grows every year, but people have to actually realize that this is a very hot take. The NHL playoffs are better than the NBA playoffs, and they play at the exact same time.
I don't think that's a hot take at all.
I don't, I
Like,
think it is. I think to the populace, it is. Between us, it's not. But to the populace, I think it is a very hot take.
I think to real ball knowers, and puck is ball, real ball knowers know the NHL playoffs are vastly superior. Because the NBA playoffs, I mean, just look at the last, this entire first round.
They fucking suck.
Other than the Clippers Nuggets,
But
like,
then you but then you have a day where all the underdogs of weren't all the underdogs last night like plus 300 or something to win and they all won? Like it's like some
oh.
shit like that. It's like, oh, look at this. And it's like, okay, well, you bought yourself another week, I guess.
Yeah, I would say maybe game by game. Even that, I don't know if it's true. The game by game, maybe the NBA might have like a slight edge, but even there, I don't know if that's true. But as like just round by round, I mean, you see far more upsets in hockey and just more entertaining series overall. So.
I mean, I've had this argument since like high school, and I remember having this argument with this girl in high school that was a huge NBA fan, and I was just like, dude, NHL playoffs superior to the NBA, and she was like, no way, and I was like, you're out of your fucking mind, but whatever.
Just a dumb broad who's never watched hockey before.
Yeah, doesn't know ball. Typical.
She knew. She knew basketball for sure. I will say that she did. But I can't speak on the NHL. So, but I that is a personal opinion. I won't solidify that as fact, but I do think that is a hot take for the populace of America.
I think it's fact.
People
It's
who watch
vastly
both,
more nerd.
people who watch both or have experience watching both know that they all know that the NHL playoffs is better because, I mean, like, yeah, you
Okay.
know, the points
If you
are.
grabbed a Boston fan right now, well, obviously I get, well, the Bruins aren't in the playoffs. But if you grabbed a Boston fan and you said, what is better? NBA playoffs or NHL playoffs? Bruins, Celtics, which one are you going to? I got tickets to both. Which one are they going to?
I mean,
Because that,
it's Celtics 100 times out of 100.
That, I mean, like, that's, that, I mean, like, if you have a city that has both like that and has such a rich history, like, with both franchises, the Bruins are an original six team. Celtics have a obviously rich fucking history. I mean, don't they have the all-time
They have the most titles, yeah.
championships?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're taking the Celtics every fucking time. So, for that reason, I think it is a hot take. But what happened, Chris?
Oh, Hurricanes
You
just
hit.
scored to tie it up,
Ah,
so
shit. Okay.
another choke job that it happened. Last week we didn't talk about it on last week's pod because we were on a time crunch. The Pacers bounced the Bucks from the playoffs in just miraculous fashion. The Bucks were up by 7 with 40 seconds to go in overtime in game 6, and the Pacers won. Incredible.
Amazing.
My dad sent me a text after the game. He said, before tonight, teams trailing by 7 or more in the final 40 seconds over the last 20 years were 0 and 1,176 in
Wow.
the
Well, see, people, NBA fans will throw that stat at you and be like, you know what I mean? Like, but whatever.
playoffs. Yeah. You're right.
I am right. And it's like, this is why the NBA is better, but whatever. I think we do need to go over LeBron's legacy.
Okay.
And it's a Lakers legacy because you know what? It hasn't been good.
Mean,
Okay.
no, it's been
It's been pretty fucking
bad.
awful.
It's been bad.
So in 2019, when he arrived, Missed the playoffs. 2020, asterisk championship, bubble.
Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. 2021, eliminated in first round. 2022, missed playoffs. 2023, swept in Western Conference Finals. 2024, eliminated in first round. 2025, eliminated in first round. That's not good.
One would
I'll just
argue
say that.
it's
I'll just
bad.
say it. It's not good.
Nope. And I mean, hey, you can't get mad at him this year. I mean, he had a sprained MCL in the final 8 minutes of the game.
Yeah,
We
he
didn't
had
know
to
that.
miss the Met Gala, dude,
Yeah,
because of it.
he had to miss the Met Gala. Didn't miss the final 8 minutes of that game, but he missed the Met Gala with
Did he
the
really have a sprained
sprained.
MCL?
I don't believe it. I think it's a work. I think it's just another one of his things to be like, well, hey guys, I was hurt, so I mean, can't really blame us for losing.
I mean, they have
You think
Luka,
he's
like, he can't take all the blame now.
no, but I mean, that was just that was prime LeBron or excuse LeBron. Like, just when you think he doesn't have any more, he puts 100 miles an hour right on the black. Like, he's still got it. It's like,
LeBron,
if we want to talk about.
what's your favorite quote in that Malcolm X book? I
I
just
didn't
love
make it
all
past
of
the first page.
it. No, I th his real quote was like, no, I just I like all of it. You
I mean, he,
didn't read it.
if we,
Bro, it's been stuck on the first page forever.
if we want to talk about LeBron legacy, I mean, that might be his real legacy. I think
That,
he's still in his prime when it comes to that.
yeah. About lying about
About
shit.
just making shit up that
I
so he
mean,
doesn't look as bad.
yeah, man. It's
And
fucking
he's an
dumb.
alcoholic.
That's true.
Allegedly.
Well, he was drinking going into, like, he was carrying an open container going into work multiple times.
Was this?
I forget what year, but yeah, he would come when he was hurt. He would like come to games with like just a glass of wine.
Oh, well, he was hurt. Come on. You telling
I
me you
don't
wouldn't do the same
care.
thing?
Yeah. And then I would get fired if I had walked into my place of business with a glass of wine. I
Wait,
don't care.
okay,
Like a
well,
glass, like an actual glass?
yeah. Yeah. Do you not remember that?
I don't
I
remember
never heard of that. Not like in like a Stanley or like a coffee cup or
Yeah, like that's odd to not hide it.
like a water
Like
bottle.
if you're a true alcoholic, you would hide that stuff, I think. Like, especially if you're as famous as LeBron James, like you're the all-time leader in points, like you would kind of hide those things in a thermos of some kind, I think.
Sending a picture to the group chat.
Am I wrong?
I don't.
On
I'm not.
text
Do they
message
still
or
make
Discord?
text message?
Sure, they still make thermoses. Sure.
I haven't seen a thermos since 2003. Who does this guy
Well,
think he
Chris, this
is,
could be
Julian?
anything.
Could be anything.
He was hurt. You're saying he's hurt?
The caption, hold on. The caption of this: LeBron James brings glass of wine to Lakers Clippers game.
Oh, okay. Well.
That was when he was hurt, but still, like, it's still your job, man.
So, like this photo is him walking out of his car or out of his ride into the facility, into the locker room. Like he is showing up to the game.
I sent another one of him on the
Oh, he's got a
bench with
bottle.
a
He's got a
bottle under
bottle.
his seat.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's not a good look.
Just saying. I
That's
mean,
a that's kind of a low-key alcoholic move. That is a low-key alcohol. That's not even
to
low-key.
drink
That's
at
fucking
work,
high-key.
yeah, that's pretty high key. That's one of the top few signs of like, hey, is your alcohol dependency affecting your job?
I think I would respect him more if he had it in like a thermos or a.
I mean, that was more of just probably like a fuck you move, honestly. You're like, hey, what are you gonna do?
I'm
I'm
LeBron
LeBron James.
James.
I drink at
Exactly, Will.
work. It's
Dude,
me.
honestly, goals.
I mean, yeah,
I
I
mean,
mean,
like, are we really about to ostracize this guy for like having the ability to drink at work? Like, are we about to do that? Because I'm gonna be really upset if we're about to do
I'm not gonna sit here and pretend that I wouldn't trade places with LeBron in a fucking second if I wasn't given the opportunity.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we can't really knock this guy for doing this because he is hurt. He's trying to have a good time. He is just enjoying a glass of carb or cab, excuse me. And he's just trying to watch his bros ball out. Like, I mean, I'm not a LeBron dick rider, but I will defend him on this. I will actually like kind of go to war for this. Like, this is not a big deal. But
Still work for him. Like, even if he's not playing, like
what is he
you
doing?
still have a role on the team. Like, you still have to, like, I don't know, like when that's like a whole thing. Like, when
He's
a
sitting on the
team,
sideline in street
that's
clothes.
like a whole thing. When like a team leader is hurt, they're still supposed to be like a focal point of the team. You're still supposed to be like part of like the huddle and shit and like help
So,
guys out. I remember, okay,
hold on, hold
back
on,
in,
hold
no,
on.
hold on, hold on.
I gotta do this quick because we're about to run out of time on our thing. You're telling me that one of your friends have never come up to you plastered and just given you the best advice you've ever been given about what you're doing or like how the fuck you should be doing it? You're
I
telling
mean,
me that a alcoholed up LeBron wouldn't be like, yo, you gotta get that shit to the fucking net, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, a little tipsy LeBron, like just fucking spitting. Like,
I'm not saying he didn't do a good job of that, but I'm saying it's also like it's your job. Like,
look, it's not a good example of yourself.
he's also a role model.
He is a role model. Yes, I will give you that. But also, you don't think he gave those guys like some drive? Like you've never heard like a drunken pep talk from anybody?
I have to go back and look at the box score of that game to see
Okay.
if
We
I
do
mean,
need to look into that.
if he was in the huddle, like really hyping the boys up, I mean, that was years ago. I don't remember for sure. But if he was, more power to him. I'll take back what I said. But if not,
What I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying, like LeBron, like, a little liquored could be like the ultimate hype man. Like,
I mean, he probably is, don't get me wrong. Like, I think like a liquored up LeBron would probably be in a social setting an excellent hype man.
sure. All
And
right.
maybe a game of pickup basketball.
His place
That'd be
at
fun.
work.
That'd be
That would be
fun.
fun.
That would be fun.
All right, moving on from LeBron James and his
Well,
legacy.
all right.
I mean, did you want to yell more about that, Sean?
No, I mean, I think we covered everything, I guess.
All right.
But
It sounded
LeBron
like
on the Lakers.
you wanted to yell a little bit more.
No, it's just LeBron on the Lakers has sucked. He
I mean,
hasn't produced at all. Like, you have an asterisk championship. Sorry, Lakers fans, but you do have an asterisk championship.
there's a good chance the Lakers era LeBron is done, because
A very good chance.
he's got a player option for this year, but I mean, who knows if he's gonna take that. I
I
mean,
mean,
he
they
pretty
got
much just,
Luka.
oh, I'm not saying the team isn't good enough, but like he just kind of does whatever he wants. So like if he wants to end his career back in Cleveland, like who's gonna stop him? He like the tweet that Shams or Shams, excuse me, had was that he wants to play for at least another year because he has another kid coming up. Stop me if you've heard this before. In
Another
the
one?
26 draft, I believe, who's actually, I believe, supposed to be like qualified to play professional basketball. So he might want to go where, like, I don't know what he's going to, I mean, nobody knows what he's going to do, but he could fuck off and go somewhere else, like, after this season. And I think that's a decent chance, just given his track record of, like, I don't really want to be here anymore. I'm going
Is
to go somewhere else.
that a that's Bryce?
Yeah.
Bryce James,
I
I
believe. Yeah.
believe.
Yeah. And he's supposed to be like really good. And I'm not like shitting on Bronny. I know he's had like health issues and whatever,
He
but
had a
Bryce
heart
is,
attack on the court,
yeah.
Chris.
But I was saying like it's long been like, I won't say long, but it's been established as Bryce is like the better basketball player. So maybe he wants to play with his other kid. So,
You got to get in with the firstborn, though. So,
I mean, he, but see, what does this do for Bronny if LeBron leaves LA?
who
Do they just,
cares?
well,
It's not,
I mean, I don't
who
give a shit.
cares?
I don't give a shit, but that would be like, it would be hilarious if like Bronny's like, I'm gonna go back to Cleveland, and Bronny either A gets traded to Cleveland or B is just like just immediately cut.
That would be low key hilarious.
If it's like Shams tweets LeBron signing whatever deal with the Cavaliers. The next tweet, the Lakers are parting ways with Bronny James. Not trading, just cut.
Just you're gone, bro. See ya. No, that. I mean, I just think the LeBron's stint in LA. It's not what they wanted it to be. And didn't he win that championship like after Kobe died too? Like it was
I
almost
think
fixed. It was almost fixed to be like the Lakers should win. I don't. Tinfoil hat, obviously.
mean he died in 20,
2019.
was it 19?
Or no.
No, it was 20. It was
It
February of,
was early 20.
yeah, it was
Yeah, it was like
February of 20.
February. Yeah.
So yeah, that was the first championship because that was like September or whatever of 20 when they won, or when they did the bubble. So yeah.
Yeah. No, it was that year. No,
Yeah, that's what I'm
shit.
saying. I mean, if he died in February of 20, that was the
Yeah.
next champ. That was the next NBA Finals was when
Yeah,
the Lakers won.
but that was when the pandemic was happening. So like that was like wasn't that like almost like the All-Star break
I
like
mean,
of when the pandemic like happened and they were like they had to like all the NHL and the ML and the NBA like had to shift into this like bubble territory. That's why like all the weren't there like 20 NHL teams that like got into the bubble?
yeah.
Yeah. And I think there were also like 20 NBA teams, and then the Lakers ended up, winning the whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I'm just gonna be, I
It
know
was so
the
long
Lakers
ago.
won the
I mean, it
next
was
title.
5 years,
That
5 fucking years ago. That's
the Lakers
crazy,
won the
but
next title, but I don't remember exactly how the bubble format
yeah,
like
you're right. I
began,
mean,
like
I
what
maybe,
the initial field was, if it was like
yeah.
the NHL where it was like a play-in to the playoffs, if it was just like no, fuck it, this is the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Kobe died and then the Lakers won the championship.
Yes.
That's how it happened.
Yes.
That is how it happened, but
So
tinfoil
Sean's
hat
saying it
a
was
little bit.
rigged.
Just a little tinfoil hat
I
theory.
mean, the
Just saying.
NBA's never been rigged for the Lakers. Ever.
No, but like
Ever.
also
Not once.
what else have they done since then? They've been dog shit. That's what I'm saying. Like in I know. And
No, I mean,
they've got the
you're.
best player in the league, apparently, or the best of all time. And it nothing to show for it. Like that's
No,
why I put an
you're.
asterisk on like you should always
You're
put.
right.
Didn't the Dallas Stars win that the bubble that year?
No, it was the
No,
Lightning.
it was the Lightning.
That was the lightning.
That was their first of their three-peat, wasn't it? Or the second.
I think it was their. Oh.
Oh, that
I think
might
it
be
was
their
their,
first.
I thought it was their second because I thought they won one before that one
Well, it might be their second.
and then the other, like, you could technically put an asterisk on that one because the conferences were all fucked up.
You
They
could
won
technically do.
one legit.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
But that's
They
another
won
thing
them. They
that,
won two legit. Right?
I thought,
Well,
hold on,
what I
I guess we could just look it up.
Yeah, we could just look this up. I think they won the year that the conferences were all fucked up.
Which that, I mean, you could
Was
put
it them in
half
the
an
star?
asterisk
It
on
was
that.
them in the Stars, right?
In the bubble, yes, and then they won.
Or was it the Stars? I thought it was the Stars and the Canadians in the
Oh, so
finals.
the Canadians were involved in some way because it was like, how the hell is this team
Yeah.
here? It's
Yeah,
it
I
was the
thought that was the
Canadians.
final.
That was the year where the conferences were fucked up because the Canadians conference, it was all the Canadian teams.
Okay.
That's who they played in the playoffs. So they beat all the Canadian teams to, make it to the final, and Tampa beat everyone they had to beat, and it
Okay.
was, I remember it.
So Tampa only
Okay.
won two.
Yeah.
Okay.
They won 1920 and 2021. And they went to the final in 21-22.
Yeah, they went to
According to,
three straight finals.
and two of them appear to have. So 2019-20, that's bubble, correct?
Yes.
Did they lost to the Stars then?
No, they won
No.
that one.
The Stars didn't win a Stanley Cup. Okay. I remember the Stars in the Stanley Cup final for some fucking reason. Because they were in the Stanley Cup final.
Okay.
They didn't win. They
They
didn't
didn't
win.
win,
Okay,
John.
good.
okay, so it goes, according to Wikipedia, the Lightning Cups is 2019-20, and that's cope, that's bubble, I believe,
That
correct?
was the bubble, yes.
And then they won it again in 2021, which is when the conferences were jumbled.
They
Which,
did,
so
but they ended up playing everyone. They made
yeah.
it, but.
Oh, I'm not saying it. Yeah, like they played everyone they had to play in like a normal format, but also like if the conferences were normal, who knows?
Would you
Just
say that
saying.
one is more legit?
I'd say that one's more legit. It's not 100% legit, but it's definitely, I would say it's half to possibly a quarter asterisk if you're going to put an asterisk at all.
Half asterisks.
Half asterisks. Or a quarter ass. See, this is what we're doing. This is what no football does. We're
Yeah.
disputing the legitimacy of the Lightning's Stanley Cups.
Yeah. Are we done with LeBron's legacy or not?
Yeah, I guess.
Or did you have anything to add, Chris?
No, I'm done with. I have
Okay.
no further comment for LeBron James.
Okay. It seems like Sean's a little sad, but I think it's time to move on.
No, I do have something that I want to move on to, though.
Oh,
I do
what is
too.
it?
Okay, what is it?
You go first, Sean.
I was just wondering if y'all heard about the enhanced games that's supposedly supposed to start this year.
Oh, the steroid Olympics?
Yeah.
I thought that was a bit.
No.
I did too, if I'm being honest.
No,
Is that
some comedian did that bit.
legit? Like,
It's like a it's founded by like some Australian businessman that just wants to use athletes that use performance enhancing substances throughout the entire like multi-sport event.
so is it?
I want to say right now that is a hilarious idea that I am here for. That being said, something bad is going to happen. Someone will get a heart attack either during, before, or like right after their event. It maybe even like just leading up to the day of the event, someone's just going to have a heart attack. That's what's going to happen, more likely.
Yeah.
And then it'll be canned. But yeah, right now, not an issue.
I have some questions. Is this televised?
It is yet to be determined. I don't
Oh,
see
okay.
any type of sponsorship from ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox. Don't see any of that
I don't
right
know if
now,
any of those
but
are gonna get them. I was thinking maybe, man, I wish Spike TV was still
Spike
around.
TV.
They'd
I was
pick
just
that
about
up
to
in a
say, like Spike TV. Yeah.
heartbeat. I mean, yeah, if it's somewhere where my device won't get a deadly virus from watching it, I'll check it out. Can we bet on it? Was my second question.
Well,
Probably not.
it hasn't been like determined yet
Oh,
if this is taking place because it says it is meant to take place in 2025 or 2026. So
okay.
either this year or next year. But do you guys support this type of athleticism? Because I do.
Yes, yes and no. Like,
yes and no. I think me and
this
Will
would
are
be
kind of the same
awesome.
boat where yes, it would be incredibly entertaining and it's hilarious just at its core.
And it's interesting to see what, with all the enhancements, what the human body is capable of. Like that
Yes.
part is, that part's low key fascinating to me.
Yeah, like
But
take away like the ridiculousness of it all. That is legitimately like I kind of want to see how like
exactly. Yeah.
what world what I mean, obviously these won't be legitimate records if someone does anything, but like how much they would just shatter a world record on
No,
steroids.
but I, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was good. That being said, someone will probably
Yeah,
die.
someone's gonna die.
Like, and it's
Someone, no, relax, guys. It's not like they're fucking shooting up like. I don't know. Like
But I don't
I
know how
don't
it
think
works. The
it's
vast
I don't
majority.
know how it works either, but I don't think any when I read this, I'm like, someone's gonna die. That's not my first instinct. I'm like, oh, it's just some fucking super soldiers just going out there just fucking chucking javelins. Like that sounds awesome. Like
It does sound awesome until like some like Eastern European guy is like, oh shit, like I have to win this thing. I'm gonna shoot up like right before we go out there, and he has a heart attack when he's doing like a 10,000 pound deadlift.
yeah, like
Like,
I think what I heard some bodybuilder say this one time, but he was like, dude, like bodybuilders who are like 300 pounds, like just massive dudes, like you are still 300 pounds. Your risk for a heart attack is still highly increased, like. Fat or muscle doesn't matter. You are at such a higher risk than everyone else at a normal weight. So, I mean, that in itself, gonna have a heart attack. But yeah, the dying part, that's not my third first thought. That's like my maybe third or fourth thought. First thought being like, well, that's crazy.
it's interesting because you said someone's gonna die as like your first thought.
Yeah, because I've
That
thought
was
about this.
literally the first thing out of your mouth
Yeah,
was like
because I've thought
someone's
about
gonna
this
die.
before. I've thought about this before because I thought it was just like some comedian's bit about this whole thing. But now that it's legit, I've already sort of processed
It's not legit. Like
that people want it to be
it's
legit.
in talk. I want it to be legit because that'd be fucking awesome.
It'd be crazy. It'd be very entertaining. I would watch.
Because, well, like you have to think also that these people are athletes, like at
Yes.
their core. Like they do not want to die. They
Don't
don't want
think
to
anyone wants
die.
to die.
Like they don't want to die doing what they love.
They'd probably die trying if they.
I mean, maybe, but
Yeah.
that's not their goal. Like, they're not
That's
gonna
not their goal.
shoot, they're not gonna shoot up like more than they have to. They're gonna have medical doctors and like physicians around them taking like
Hopefully.
care, hopefully. Like, if you're a serious athlete, like you would have like those type of people around you to get the proper doses that you need to perform at your maximum strength on these performance-enhancing drugs.
I would
No
interject.
That's my
Would
thought.
recommend.
I
No
mean,
doctor would recommend performance-enhancing drugs.
but if
No
you were to
doctor
do,
recommends
but if you were to
anabolic
do it
steroids.
though, but if you were to do it, you would have one. And it's just like, okay, you can take this much.
Yeah,
Like,
from an alley.
okay, Jesus fucking Christ.
I would say that if you're a
I think y'all
legitimate,
are blowing this out of proportion, but all right.
I'm not saying like it's okay. I was more
Man.
just being tongue in cheek. If someone, God forbid, if someone were to keel over, I'm not saying it's going to happen during an event, before or after. If this event does take place, I would not be shocked whatsoever, is mainly what I'm saying. I'm not rooting for it by any stretch. I'm not even saying I think it will happen. I'm just saying if it does, I'm not going to be like, oh my God, how could this happen? Someone who's probably been doing steroids for a while, if we're being honest, if you're in this, like, let's be honest, this is the steroid Olympics. If you're in this, you've been juicing for a while.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm just saying this could be the thing that maybe pushes your body over the edge.
Exactly. That's
it,
my
it,
mentality as well.
I think it could, but I think it'd be extremely unlikely
Yeah,
that.
like again, I'm not saying like it will happen and it
Yeah.
probably wouldn't even happen. But if it were to happen, I would just
I
be like,
think
yeah,
I
that
well,
is not
I
shocking.
think it'd be more up to the lead up. Like, you know, like the in the
Yeah.
training process, like, oh,
Oh, this guy died.
this person died leading up into the enhanced Olympics. You know, like I think it'd be more like
What could that have been?
some guy who's deadlifting 900 pounds is just like gonna keel over like on live TV. That's pr not gonna happen. That dude is gonna die in like his private like quarters, like training. Like, you know
He'll
what I
have a
mean?
heart attack
Like,
later.
yes, he will have a heart attack before or after, but he will not have a heart attack in the middle of the games. So I'm for it. Like, if you decide to do, like, it's your body, your choice. If you want to put enhancing drugs into you, that is your choice. That's awesome. If you want to be super strong, if you want to gouge a man's eye out in the middle, like just if you want to have that strength to rip a man's skull apart, more power to you. You know what I mean? Like,
I know exactly what you mean.
yeah, but I don't think that they will have, they will not have a death televised during the enhanced Olympics,
Hope not.
is what I'm saying. I think it'll either happen before or after.
Could
Because
be.
you're
Could
always
be.
wanting to get stronger. And leading up to it, you might want to take a little bit more. Like leading up to it.
Exactly.
And but it won't be shown. So these enhanced athletes will keel over in their basement or whatever.
I don't know if they'll, when I think about it, I don't know if they'll put that on TV because I don't think they want.
They
They
shouldn't.
100% will not put any of, if this
Yeah.
even happens, this will be on some sort of sketchy streams. This is not going to be on
Yeah.
television of
This
any
they
sort.
shouldn't.
Yeah. Because they,
Let's be honest, this probably isn't going to happen.
This probably
Probably not.
isn't gonna happen,
I
but
want it to. Don't get me
it's a
wrong.
fun thought.
It won't.
I want this to happen so fucking bad because I want this. I want to see what the human body is capable of. Yes, I want people to be limitless.
Like
I
the
want to
movie,
create fucking super
Limitless.
soldiers in this, in the time that I'm
Invincible.
living in. Like,
See, I don't know if I
yes,
want that because this.
I want a man to lift a car. Like, why is that so hard?
I don't know if I want super soldiers to be bred from this because let's be honest, the Eastern
Why?
Europeans are going to take this way more seriously, and I don't want them because they're the bad guys. I don't want them to come.
They're technically our allies, so we can relax. So they're
Technically,
technically our allies.
yes.
All right. Well, we can move on from this. Chris, what did you want to discuss?
Okay, well, before we get into what I wanted to discuss, we got another choke city. Pacers
Uh-oh.
complete a 20-point comeback to take game two over the Cleveland Cavaliers. Pacers
Wow.
up 2-0, team of destiny. They're winning the whole goddamn thing. Not a big deal. But yeah, my dad texted me while we were recording, so I just wanted to
Yeah,
get that in there.
I got the group checks from our friend who had Pacers money line, apparently, or spread or something. I
I think you had
don't know.
both.
He had both. Okay. Well, if you're going to take one, take the other, I
Damn,
guess.
wish I would have taken that out. All right, what I was going to talk about. This whole players wearing retired numbers thing or wanting
Okay.
to, I'm
Yeah.
tired of this shit. I started out with, because it started with Cam Ward getting permission
Yep.
from Warren Moon to wear one. And I was like, you know what? He asked. It was a whole thing. That's cool. Whatever. Abdul Carter has lost his damn mind. I don't know if you've seen this.
Oh
That's a
yeah,
little wild.
that's a
He,
little
that's
wild. That's silly.
I don't think this man has had an original thought when it comes to picking numbers. There are so many numbers. And he wants
There's
he
a
wanted
hundred.
he
Well.
wanted to wear initially wanted to wear Lawrence Taylor's number, which asking Lawrence Taylor to wear his number has to be the craziest thing you could possibly do as a rookie.
That's a wild ass move.
And then Lawrence Taylor, rightfully so, like said, no, it's retired for a reason. Make your own legacy, kid. Okay, cool. I wore 11 in college. I'm gonna ask Phil Simms if I can wear his retired number. He said no. Again, kind of rightfully so. What are we doing, Abdul Carter?
The Warren Moon thing is different because, I mean, he was like, hey, you can have my number, you know? And you know, I mean, you can get in the weeds with like technically it's retired as a as an Oiler and
Titans
you know,
franchise. I'm not doing
right.
this. I'm not doing this. Titans
Right.
franchise. We've had this debate so many times, just with the jerseys in general.
Yep, Titans franchise.
Yeah.
Yep, you're right.
Yeah. Whatever.
So, but yeah, no.
But this is Lawrence Taylor, the greatest defender of all time.
And also a psychopath, respectfully. Love him. Like, he is. He was, like you said, one of the greatest defensive football players of all time, if not the greatest. Psychopath.
You know what he did on his draft night?
Crack.
I think he just had 28 Coors Lights. I
No,
think that's
then
what it
yes,
was.
and then
But
crack. This is not like defamation. He's made that his crack usage public.
Yes, he was.
But
Shout out
yes, I
Ronald
did see that.
Reagan.
I did see that story where he was like, "What did you do on your draft night?" I drank like 28 Coors Lights or something like that.
Yeah.
Smoked crack.
Guy's a legend. But then to go from like one retired player to another, especially a quarterback when you're a edge rusher, like, what are we doing? Also, at Penn, like he wore 11 at Penn State. The reason he wore 11 at Penn State is because that's like, it's like an honor to wear that number. It's like you were selected to wear that number.
Okay.
So, when was the last time where he chose his jersey number? Because it's been at least 3 years, I think.
Good question.
Yeah, probably high school.
High school. Yeah.
And like, what, like, again, there are so many numbers. There are dozens of numbers. How can you just. I'm gonna
Yeah,
pick
man.
the best, arguably the best player in franchise history. Ask him first, He said no. Okay. I'll ask the second best player in franchise history. I'm tired of this whole like it seems to be like we're trending in a direction where like rookies are going to be asking this from not just this year, but possibly years in the future. I'm taking a stance after Cam Ward, not biased at all. I'm anti wearing retired numbers. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, if a Titans player comes after Eddie's number or Steve's number, I'm like,
I
no,
mean,
sir.
someone, I forget who off the top of my head, I'll look it up. Someone's wearing CJ's.
That's fine.
We haven't retired him, have we?
We haven't
No,
retired.
but it's still like,
Yeah,
I think didn't Jeremy McNichols wear CJ's
Oh, did he?
number?
Did Oh
I'm
yeah, I think he did.
I think he
Okay.
did.
I mean, it was
Like
it's different because it's
it's
not
not a big
retired, but
deal. Like it's not a it's not it's it
no,
yeah.
it's just the only reason it's getting talked about is because Cam is wearing Warren Moon's number. But
Yeah. Well, he could you say that Cam set a precedent for these rookies?
unfortunately, yes, you could definitely say that.
You could I think you could say that,
I
but
also
I think we're also getting into the era, and you've seen it in shows like, I mean, Futurama comes to mind, where they go to a like that show takes place in the year 3000, so like they go to a Yankees game and all their player numbers are like fractions. You
yeah.
know, because like all of their like numbers are retired, so like
Yes. I forgot about that. That's
nobody has a number anymore. So we're kind of like I don't want to say we're getting into that era, but we are kind of stepping into that era where it's like this is the number that I've worn throughout my entire career. I want to wear this number. May I have your permission? And that player that had that number says no. And you're just like, okay, I guess I'll
yeah.
wear. Like, I mean,
There's really only
it's.
a couple of franchises where
Yeah.
that's, you know,
Yeah.
that's starting to become an issue. Like, I
Yeah,
mean,
but.
you just think of the really old teams like the Yankees or like the Canadians or the Leafs. Like, they have so many retired numbers.
Celtics are like that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is, you know, I won't say it's slowly becoming that, but for everyone. So it kind of just depends, but
I don't think it's like an epidemic whatsoever, but I
No,
think
but I think
we're
we're pushing it.
teetering. We're teetering for sure.
Also, I think you're setting yourself up to either be, you either have to be fucking incredible or this is a huge mistake.
Yeah.
Because I mean,
Well,
there's a chance like Cam Ward just doesn't work out. There's probably a pretty good chance that happens.
there's probably a pretty good chance.
What like
But
Warren Moon's gonna be sitting
also,
there like, hey, fucking thanks a lot, kid, for
yeah.
disgracing my number. And then
I've
that this will never happen. Like, I think we're one, like, I'm Titans luck, this will happen to Cam Ward. We're like a monumental bust away, like wearing a retired number away from this never happening again.
Yeah.
Because just like who wants to do that? So I really hope that doesn't happen with us, but I think that's what it would have to take for this to permanently just stop. And I could just be
Yeah.
overreacting because it's only happened, I guess, three times, granted with two players and
Yeah.
that I know of at least. So I could be overreacting, but I saw Abdul-Carter ask two guys and they both said no. And I was like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. I mean, I think it does show a lot that a player who is still alive, that has a jersey number retired in your franchise comes out and hands you their number. I think that does show a lot. That shows a lot of faith in that player. And God, Cam Ward, you are, please save us. Please save us, Cam Ward. Like,
Please save us, Cam Ward.
please save us, Cam Ward. I think that shows a lot of faith. And there's something to that where a player doesn't want to give up their number at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, no, like make your own legacy also, but also like you can also build off of this number.
I get both schools of thought, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't want this to be a thing, is what
Yeah,
I
I get that. Yeah.
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 So, oh.
It doesn't need to be a regular thing, but it does show faith in the franchise to hand off your number. Like I do like that, like Warren Moon handing off his number to Cam Ward was cool. Like
Oh, yeah.
it
Yeah.
was sick. Like let's
Very cool.
not like what's the word, Will?
Get it twisted.
Let's not get it twisted. Yep. It was cool. But yeah.
Was. I don't. He needs to be the last one to do it. Granted, we only have two others, but he needs to be the
Yeah.
last one to do it for ever.
Yeah.
With us, at least. Others,
Eddie
I mean
and
that's
Steve
a
should be untouchable, like forever. But Warren Moon was in the 60s. I guess we can give it a pass, I guess. But
and yeah,
like Lawrence Taylor, like wasn't he like
like
mid
late 80s.
90s, like 80s,
Late
yeah,
eight, or
90s?
late 80s into the early 90s, yeah,
Yeah,
I
like
believe.
it's early enough to where you can't really ask for it also.
And all, like, not disrespecting Warren Moon whatsoever, he's a phenomenal player.
Yeah.
Lawrence Taylor is objectively the best player in his position. Like, I'm gonna
Yeah.
say definitely, but he's top three, I would say.
Argument.
I mean, he might be a top 10 player all time.
Yeah, so
Yeah, like
again, like not
absolutely.
to disrespect Warren Moon, but I mean Lawrence Taylor is that's another level, if we're being perfectly honest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hurricanes won in overtime. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Right, I'm gonna go slip my wrists
Jesus
in a bathtub real quick. No, I'm joking. I'm
H.
joking.
God.
Relax. That was
Relax,
really,
you relax.
yeah, that was really dark. Sorry.
Jesus. Was
I've been
that
ice
one
cold.
mortgage on fucking
I've been ice
Cap's
cold,
money line?
bro. It's been bad. I've been ice cold. Not gonna front on y'all. I've been ice
Shout out
cold.
Trend Center. We'll end on a light note. Shout out Trend Center. Rangers won 6-1. Easy, no sweat. Shout out Trend Center.
Shout out.
Shout
All
out.
right. I'm gonna end it. Check out
Okay,
the Trend
that's
Center app.
probably a good idea.
Yeah, it is. Shout out to the Trend Center app. Link is in the description for a 15% off a premium membership. The greatest tool on the planet for sports bettors. Definitely check that out. We're going to be using it all summer to bet on the MLB. Yeah, like, comment, subscribe. Rate us 5 stars. Really helps our reach. Really helps us out. Yeah, follow the Twitter for picks. And then we'll see you next week. There's three of us. Now let's make some money.
Ooh,
Woo!
except we won't see you next week, though.
Oh yeah, we won't. I have a work trip, so we'll see you in 2 weeks. Woo.
Yes.
Woo!
Shout out Will, career.
Give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Go Pacers.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay. I didn't know you wanted it for both of us.